here we go. Okay, what's your name?
Juliana.
Okay, Juliana. How old are you?
11.
And so where do you live?
In Bell.
You live in Bell. How long have you lived in Bell?
All my life.
Your whole life. And what school do you go to?
Arts and Media.
Arts and Media. So what's your family's story?
My mom.
Where's your mom from?
Where are your
dad from?
Well, my mom's from Cuba. My dad's from Guatemala. And, yeah, most of my family that I have here lives here. And then some live in other places.
And how did your family come to live in Bell? Do you know their history, their story?
No.
It's okay. So, how long have your parents lived here, do you know?
26 years.
26 years, yeah.
And, well, maybe we can ask Mom, too.
No.
Okay. What is it like living in Bell? What is Bell like? Describe your city to me.
It's really fun living here because you could go to the park and you have a school and it's like, and you get to do a lot of stuff here.
And have you ever left Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where have you been besides Bell?
Victorville.
How is it different from Bell?
Well, it's lonely because like everybody's inside their houses, they never come out.
And what's Bell like?
Like, everybody's friendly, and it's awesome living here.
Yeah. Do you know what the word culture means?
Yeah.
Okay, what does the word culture mean to you?
Like, what do you do, like, if you're Hispanic, you do a lot of party and food.
She's right. Okay. And are there... tell me about the cultures here of Bell.
Well, we have different cultures, like Hispanics and... Arabic and everybody and...
How do you celebrate your culture with your family?
By being with your family and making food and being together.
Food.
Good answer. Good answer. Do you have any friends who are from other cultures?
Yeah.
Yeah. And have you learned anything new from anybody?
Yeah, their language.
What language?
Arabic.
Do you know how to say anything in Arabic?
Yeah.
What do you know how to say?
Like, hi and hurry.
How do you say hi?
Salam alaikum.
And how do you say hurry?
Yalla.
Very cool. Who are these lovely ladies?
She's my aunt and she's my mom.
And she's your mom. Would you like to? So where are you from? Cuba. You're Cuban. Oh, very good. What's your story? How did you come to Bell? And
when we got here, this was the first city that we came at, like 28 years ago.
28 years ago.
Yeah, this was the first city that we came to because they had a... it was Carajé, but then they moved and they located us here in the Cuban community.
Most of the Cuban community came here to Bell in like Los Angeles.
Yes.
Like in different areas like here. And how was that like moving, migrating from one place to the other? What was that like, that experience?
A big difference from having nothing to have everything.
And why did you move from one place to another?
My dad was a political officer.
In Cuba?
In Cuba.
And then was he here with you? Or is he?
He was. He passed away a month ago.
Here in Bell?
Here
did he bring the whole family?
Yeah.
what was Belle like when you got here? Was it like this? Has it changed a lot?
No, changed a lot. A lot of Latin community was here before, and now it's more. It's like more diversity, like more people, different culture and different places. Like it's not only Latin pure.
Is there? How do you? Because I was having this conversation with my students the other day about culture. Like cultura, they were saying, well, we don't have any culture, Ms. Andrea. I was like, what are you talking about? Aquí hay, you know, there's like tons of culture. So how do you live your culture on a daily basis? How do you do that?
You get used to know a different culture and get your culture into the other culture. So it's like my husband is Peruvian. I have a lot of friends from Salvador, Mexico, Nicaragua. So it's like I have friends from Lebanon. So we mix all the culture.
Right.
We're used to some other
culture. Yeah.
Right. And what's your family history now in Bell? So we left Cuba, political situation, father. Now, what's your family story here? What's the history here with?
Just working and trying to survive. That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I'm the same. Well, I only got my mom here, and my other family is in Florida. But I'm the same. Well, going to work and trying to survive.
Have you gone back to Cuba?
Yes.
And how does it feel when you go back there, and how does it feel, you know, when you come back?
Because there doesn't change. It's the same thing. Well, the only thing that all of the houses and everything got more destroyed. But basically, it's the same thing when I left. So no change. The same situation with the food, the house. So it's like when you go back, it's like you never left. You don't see any difference.
And when you come here, what do you think about, what do you miss about Cuba when you're here?
The calor humano.
What do you mean by that?
Because there is like everybody's a family.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, even, you know the whole neighbor in the block. You know the whole neighbor in the block, and everybody's go to your house and visit you, and you have fun and go out, eat, and you know, you come here and you're alone again. It's like only when you go, just maybe go to work and you say, oh, hi to someone, that's it.
So kind of like el intercambio, the exchange between people.
Yeah.
What's it like here?
But here it's not like that. Like, more, like people live their own life inside their house. That's it. You have to be, to know people, you have to be in a kind of job that has to be related with people, you know. Like, you have the students,
yeah.
You know.
Everywhere.
So that's my job too. I have a student too, you know, like. So that's why I know a lot of different cultures and everything like that. That's the only way that I feel okay, you know, I have friends from other places that, you know, and that's why I feel okay sometimes, not that lonely, like.
Have you always lived in Bell?
I used to live, was only a month in Saque, then here.
Is there any space where you live now here in Bell that is a space where that exchange can happen? Is there a place for that here, you think?
I haven't seen it. The only place that I can see it, and it's not in Bell, is when you go to the gym.
Tell me about that.
That's the only place.
What happens at the gym?
Or when you go to the cultural places where they teach dance and things like that. that's the only place I can see, you know, that people sit there and talk, and the kids get together, dance, do exercise, and that's the only place I can see. Otherwise, sometimes I see that they have the signs there in the park or the city hall that they have the gathering for the adults and all of the stuff, but, you know, it's like when I went once, and everybody is in their own world. Nobody is, you know, into that.
For your kid, well, niece.
Yes, and that was my dad and
this
is my son.
Your baby. How do you see them exchanging, you know, for the next generation? Like, how would you hope that they?
Well, at school, they relate with a lot of people from different cultures. At school, that's what I like about this country. That it's not only Cuban, only Mexican, only, you know, it's a diversity of people that you can learn a lot. You have different food, you have, you know. Sometimes when I go to Cuba, and when we went to Cuba, she was like, oh, yo quiero una tortilla. Quesadilla, you know.
That was so funny.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, mommy, we don't have quesadilla here, you know.
Yeah, it's because that one culture overlaps the other, right? It's like, I mean, what would you like to see here for that opportunity? What kind of place would you like to see here in Bell where that opportunity for people to exchange and build more community could happen? How would you like that to happen?
It's hard to get everybody to gather together because many people don't believe in that, like, to get together. But I talked to the mayor already that why they don't have a place where the kids can go and do not only, like, basketball or baseball, you know, like, have all of different style of sports,
yeah.
And they can, you know, they can get together. You know, and have it, you know, like, still having, like, a little bear park that, you know, have something big, you know,
like a place for them to... What would you like if you had the chance to build anything in Bell for, like, people to do? What would you like?
A dance studio.
Say that again. I'm serious.
A dance studio.
They have one already, but they don't go.
So at the end of each interview, we always ask four questions, and it could be about anything. It doesn't have to be about anything in particular, just whatever comes to your mind. And they're very open questions. And the four questions are, why did you leave? Why do you stay? Where would you go? And what would you take with you? So I'm going to have the three of you, since you are talking, answer that question. So, and it could be about anything, but it doesn't have to be anything in particular. Okay, so the first question is, and anything that comes to your mind, why did you leave?
Because my dad wanted us to go someplace bigger.
Why do you stay?
Because this is where I grew up, and this is where all my friends are.
Where would you go?
Beverly Hills. Because that's where rich people live.
What would you take with you?
My family.
Okay, so why did you leave?
Better opportunity.
Why do you stay?
I like here. It's nice.
Where would you go?
A place that is offer more for my kids.
What would you take with you?
My family. That's the only thing.
Why did you leave?
Looking for a better future.
Why do you stay?
I love the city.
Where would you go?
Maybe some other state, yeah.
what would you take with you?
My family. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Good job. Round of applause.
Yay.
Thank you.
Oh, that's all of you, sir? Yes. What's next?
Is
it gonna take long? Cause we have my
little. No, it's really quick.
Hey, relax.
We're gonna go eat unless you're gonna buy us food.
She's just gonna have you on video.
Video?
No, there's no video.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
Oh, but this is a different side of it.
Okay. Are you? Okay. She's like.